Jess in with you this morning. Now, last week we caught up with Polly Yule from Where There's a Will to talk about their new project for 2021. And it's the Wellbeing Super Spreaders. You might have noticed on Facebook that over the last couple of weeks, their super spreaders have been revealed. All locals in Scone who are going to be out spreading wellbeing, for want of a better way to put it. And this morning, I'm catching up with wellbeing coach Emma Delahaye, who's from Life Coaching Melbourne, and she is going to be coaching these guys. She joins me this morning. Emma, how are you doing?
I'm really very well, Jess. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. Now, I want to start with asking you, what exactly is a wellbeing coach? What do you do?
Yeah, so what I really do is I help people to enhance their wellbeing both at work and at home. And so to do that, I will teach people some wellbeing practices and activities that they can add to their life and still even take with them after their coaching is finished.
Yeah. So I guess these are sort of tips and tricks to better yourself on a daily basis in a way.
Yeah, so it might be sort of ways to help you unwind after the work day. It could be some practices to really help you focus on what's good in your life. It might be a gratitude practice, or it could even be sort of developing some ways to really treat yourself with a bit more kindness during the course of your day.
Which is so important. I know that I realised myself, and as a lot of people did, I think, over the last 12 months, how important it is to have your me time, as I like to call it, and have those good wellbeing things. Like, I know myself personally, I just go to the gym for an hour a day, and that's my me time. That helps me mentally, it helps me physically, and I think that a lot of people have realised how important it is to find that thing that you can go and do to benefit your wellbeing.
It really is, Jess. And that me time, you know, sometimes it can be really short. So a person might get back from work after a really hectic day and they might not have much time between the end of the work day and making dinner, but they might decide, okay, but I think I do have 15 minutes for a walk. And so they can even go for a walk from their front gate. So just finding something that you can fit into your day that gives you a bit of a boost, that helps you unwind and really set you up for a good evening after work.
Exactly. Now let's talk about the Super Spreaders, Where There's a Will's project for that's going on at the moment. Explain to us what these wellbeing super spreaders are going to be doing with you.
Yes, so they are a fantastic bunch, and essentially their role is to enhance the wellbeing by learning about wellbeing and then adding regular wellbeing practices and activities to their life. So over the next few months, they'll all be having wellbeing conversations with their different social groups, and they're going to share their wellbeing ambassador experiences and wins on social media. They will invite other people to join them in activities that enhance wellbeing, and they really encourage people to prioritise wellbeing in their own lives. So essentially, they're going to really inspire wellbeing awareness and activities across the whole Scone community.
And the super spreaders, they're quite a varied bunch.
They certainly are, absolutely. So there are 5 men and 5 women in this group.
Yep.
And they are a mix of ages and job roles and interests. So they're really relatable to the Scone community. As an example, we've got in there a real estate agent, we have a farm manager, we've got a pharmacist and a plumber. So as you can see, a really eclectic bunch. And where they're similar is that they are all kind, they are community-minded, full of zest, and they are very much connected to the Scone community with their different social groups.
Catching up with Emma Delahaye this morning, who's a wellbeing coach working with Where There's a Will at the moment. So you've already had one workshop with these guys. What went on? How did it go?
It went well. So the first wellbeing 101 workshop was Monday night last week, and it was a great success. It was a chance for the super spreaders to meet each other for the first time, and they clicked. They shared their wellbeing experiences. They learnt together. I noticed there was lots of note-taking, which is always encouraging. We had some laughs, and then after the workshop, they shared a delicious dinner with each other, where they continued to speak a little bit more about wellbeing, as well as lots of other things. So it was a really great night, Jess.
That's fantastic. So what's next for you and the super spreaders? What are you doing next?
Yeah, so right now it's all about having that very first session. So in that session, we're going to do a wellbeing assessment and see where the super spreaders' wellbeing is at right now. We're going to talk about some of their wellbeing and personal goals, even brainstorm a bit some wellbeing activities that they might like to try with someone else in the community. And we kind of set that great first part of the coaching series.
Yeah. And so these super spreaders, how long are they going to be working with you? Is there a timeline?
Yes. So they will each have 5 coaching sessions, and that will run over 3 months.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, we will keep in touch with yourself and with Polly as well to see how these guys are going. Might catch up with a couple of the super spreaders as well. And before I let you go this morning, Emma, what sort of tips do you have for our listeners this morning to better their well-being today?
Yeah, I think one practice that's really great to adopt that's quite easy is a gratitude practice. And there's a few different ways that you can do this, depending on what really appeals to you. So one way is to keep a gratitude journal. And that is where at the end of each day, you might jot down a few things that you're really grateful for. Another thing that you can do in your day-to-day is to just say thank you more regularly at work. And when you do this, be really specific about what it is that the person has done that's making you thank them, because that will help the other person to feel fantastic. With the family, you might decide at dinner at night time, you sort of list a couple of things that you're helpful for at the dinner table. And even doing something little like sending a text to a mate saying, thanks for your support with something, or thanks for making me laugh. But all those really simple things are great. And the other one that's wonderful is to go for a gratitude walk, where you really sort of savour and embrace your time in nature.
It really is the little things like that that make you feel so much better about your day.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one thing that I just wanted to add, Jess, for listeners listening in today, if you do know one of these wonderful wellbeing ambassadors, absolutely approach them and have a chat. So it might be your neighbour or a work colleague or even a parent from school. So ask them about what their wellbeing experiences and wins are and about what they're learning, because they're happy to have a chat.
Fantastic. Well, Emma, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jess. It was wonderful to speak to you.